Blood Money, article by Anna von Reitz, part 3. For the past couple of videos, we've been going over the different kinds of money and things that substitute for money. These include two forms of asset-backed money. One, commodity-backed money, and two, labor-backed money and commercial script, certificates, bonds, shares, promissory notes, etc. We learned that in addition to the traditional commodity-backed money like gold and silver coins, there is labor-backed money, also known as blood money, because it is assigned value based on the value of labor, energy, skills, and intellectual property belonging to living people. Federal Reserve notes are blood money. Millions of Americans misidentified as British territorial U.S. citizens have been bonded as indentured servants owned and operated by the British Crown. As part of their servitude, their labor assets and intellectual assets are bonded. Bonded, adjective, secured by or consisting of bonds, bonded debt, placed in bond, bonded goods. This basically means that bonds, known as birth certificate bonds, are issued against the estimated value of their lifetime labor and intellectual property. And, in equitable exchange, Federal Reserve notes equal to the value of these individual bonds are issued and the serial numbers on these Federal Reserve notes are assigned under the name of the victim. Of course, old dumb bunny is never told a word about this. Although this is lined out under Public Law 10, Chapter 48, the Emergency Banking Relief Act of March 9, 1933, and Public Law 73-1, 48 Statute 1, telling us that all forms of currency are an individual's credit per public policy, PL 73-10. It isn't actually told to you in words that average people can understand. It means that you own the currencies, lock, stock, and barrel, and it also means that all the corporations are in your debt. So your labor, your intellectual assets, your good name, your copyrights, your patents, your trademarks, etc., have all been seized upon by the Brits and sold into indentured servitude to back the Federal Reserve notes and all other forms of currency. This bears repeating. So your labor, your intellectual assets, your good name, your copyrights, your patents, your trademarks, etc., have all been seized upon by the Brits and sold into indentured servitude to back the Federal Reserve notes and all other forms of currency, including coupons, stamps, tariffs, taxes, promissory notes, money orders, wire transfers, USD, FRNs, traffic citations, court cases, digital currencies, you name it, and you are on the hook for it. It's your blood money that they are using to run their currency system and pay their payrolls. While they have conveniently cashiered away your gold and silver resources for safekeeping in the Philippines and Indonesia and other ports of call, and blocked your access to this alternative form of commodity-backed money. They've forced you to slave away and bear the entire brunt of supporting their labor-backed currency issues while blocking your access to your own gold and silver resources. Those resources could have been used to issue a commodity-backed currency instead, as President Kennedy directed, but they killed him and pushed their filthy petrodollar instead and jacked your energy costs sky high as your reward. A singular labor-backed currency system lets the rats freely manipulate the value of commodities. Everything from the value of gold and silver to sow bellies can be fixed. And as long as there is no parity or fixed standard for commodity values, it's perfectly legal to engage in commodity price fixing because, well, there is no way to determine a price for commodities. Remember what the Queen's uncle Adolf did in Germany with the Deutschmark? He set up the commodity standard and the labor standard in one simple stroke. establishing an exchange rate of 1 Deutschmark per loaf of good bread, or alternatively 1 Deutschmark per hour of labor, both at once. What these vermin have done is to arbitrarily define and use only a labor standard so that they could put the entire burden of supporting the currency on you, while they artificially rigged the price of commodities, everything from shoes to Bob Dole's pineapple, which, of course, has been used to gouge you at the gas station, the grocery store, the post office, and everywhere else. There was really no need to use blood money to front the currencies. There was instead a desire to subject you to foreign law, undermine your actual currency, the United States silver dollar, and pull another fraud scheme involving pre-planned bankruptcy of their municipal corporations, claims of abandonment against your actual government, and destructive inflation of fiat currencies attributed to you without your knowledge or consent to reduce you, good old dumb bunny, to homelessness, poverty, and economic collapse. Meanwhile, they intended to take their winnings and repeat the same process in China, using our purloined wealth to buy their way into Beijing, convince the CCP to sell them the Chinese people for the same purposes, and the image of jealousy in Ezekiel 14 comes to mind. It's like having a leech attached to your back. You can't see it, but it's sucking you dry nonetheless. And that is what your purported trustees in international jurisdiction have been doing to you for the past 100 years. Having been discovered and having the DTCC and within DTCC, CD and Company, identified as the issuer and holder, respectively, of the birth certificate bonds that have been used to obtain the blood money to do all this, the Holy See has been left holding the bag and has recently offered to return all the birth certificate bonds that are supporting all the various kinds of currency. Isn't that just ducky, dumb bunny? We get the paper that enslaves us returned. The instrumentality of the crime against each and every one of us comes home to the actual American government, and we, the victims, are left to sort it out and deal with the situation. It's like being given a pawn shop ticket to retrieve our own stolen goods. And when we walk through the door to claim our stuff, there's an even odds chance that the police will be there and still contriving to mistake us for someone else, to claim that we are somehow the ones responsible for the mess and all the abuse that we have suffered and even the theft of our own labor assets. Color me cynical. Say that I've been to too many rodeos, played too many card games with the father of all lies. Over the years, I've had many people miss the point in what I am telling them. It somehow sails right over their heads like a helium balloon. They hear about these bonds and how these bonds have so much value, and they immediately think that this is a good thing, and boy howdy, we are rich, rich beyond our wildest dreams. La, 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 la. But that's not what a bond is, and that's not what a bond on your labor implies. A bond is debt. If it's a labor bond, you have to work until you pay the debt off. All that money? That's debt money. If you are holding a bond against your own labor worth $400 million, guess what? On top of that, millions of Americans have been misidentified as British territorial citizens and bonded when they were innocent third parties, not even eligible to be bonded in the first place. So all that bonded debt has to be offset. And what happens when you do that? Without the bonds backing the currency loses value like a house on fire. The economies collapse, people starve, wars commence, and so on. So here we are, victims of a crime, being given the knife that stabbed us. Like Atlas, we have the choice of carrying the burden someone else created and laid on us, or we can use it as a bowling ball, destroy everything, and give the enemies of mankind what they want anyway. One apparent step forward is to lean hard enough on the Queen's government and the government of Westminster to secure access to our purloined gold and silver assets and to reissue a commodity-backed money standard and currency to go with it. That takes pressure off the labor-backed currency and acts like a steam release valve on a pressure cooker. Careful management of the bonds in a similar gradual release of indebtedness and debt relief owed, especially to Americans who never should have been roped into this scheme in the first place, is a second apparent step. Another sore point and issue with the Queen's government and Westminster is the replacement of Serco as both paymaster of our armed forces and manager of our patent office. The U.S. Patent Office has been criminally mismanaged for years, resulting in such travesties as granting Bill Gates a patent on living people used as Wi-Fi devices. We suggest that Bill Gates, if he's still alive, be turned into an antenna at the earliest possible opportunity, and that he and the officials at Serco who approved any such patent in our names all be bundled off to a nice padded cell. Although these and other similar issues may not at first glance appear to address the issue of blood money and the ticking currency time bomb, a more careful consideration will prove that they well and truly do contribute to the miasma of enslavement, genocide, pollution, and all the other ills of the modern world. Key to any permanent solution of the problem is the application of prepaid credit to gradually discharge debt and to mitigate the harm done to living people and small businesses, the development of new currencies to convert debt-based currencies to credit-based currencies, to consolidate asset-backed monetary standards, to end the exploitive abuse of commodity controls for political purposes and unjust enrichment, and most of all, to finally teach the people of the world what money is and is not.